Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of our Vine edition, and I've got Kim, our superstar agent from Alberta, joining us. And what I wanted to cover today is how crazy the Alberta market's been on the real estate side, basically compared to the rest of the country. So Kim, first of all, welcome. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks, Hugo, for having me on. Excited to chat about the Wild West.
Wild West is a pretty good way. I think that might be the title of this video. I'm going to write this down. So the Wild West, I think we're going to go with. That's pretty much what it's been like. So tell me, like, what's your whole market look like in the last year or 2 years? Like, you know, give me a little context on what's happening out there.
Yeah, I think if we're looking back in the last 2 years or so, I think things really started to pick up as of the beginning of this year, okay, 2022 January. That's when I feel like a majority of the agents out here, myself included, we've seen an uptick in purchases, and a lot of that is due to in-migration. So a lot of people come in from out east or in the Vancouver area or just BC in general. They're now finally relocating to Alberta because of affordability. So that's, you know, with people coming in and with our existing people in Alberta who are looking to buy a home, you know, there's more competition. So things have been pretty heated. It's been hot here, and I don't think that's going to settle anytime soon.
It's been a bit unique because in other parts of the country, listings, the amount of real estate transactions are actually down. And I'm just looking at a couple of stats. This is for the end of May. This is specifically for Calgary. But essentially, you guys are up in total sales. So in end of May 2022, total real estate transactions were about just under 3,100. So almost like 3% growth from last year, which is impressive because the rest of the market for the most part is actually down. So you guys are one of the few that are up. But more impressive is that, like, Alberta for a little while has actually had experienced like declines of property values in some markets. So, like, I mean, how long did that happen for? Like, how long did you find the market was either declining or flat, like, in your...
Since, like, oil crash. So I feel like right after 2015, it's just been kind of, you know, went down, it came back up again, it stabilized. But then really, it was just, again, when things started to slowly open up again, when the whole work from home movement was a big thing, that's when we started to see Alberta really, really go up. And I think it boils down to people saying, well, you know what, if I can work from home and I can live anywhere, why wouldn't I get more bang for dollar? Right, go and move over to Alberta, still have the same nice, good schools, good amenities, nothing's wrong with it. But instead of me being able to, you know, with my $700,000 only being able to afford a condo, I can now get an actual detached home. So I think that's kind of like the mentality that I've been seeing.
That's amazing. So how have you found, because you've been almost in an environment for such a long time where it's just like, you know, people aren't reaching out to you every 1 or 2 years saying, hey, I want to take another 100,000 out, because that's just not normal, that you weren't seeing those sort of growths. How are you finding it now that there's actually some real appreciation and a bunch of demand for the housing? How has that changed your clients and your business and the conversations you're having with everybody?
I think, like, you know, when it was slow, like, we had a lot of clients actually doing refinances. So that was a big thing. So purchases was very, very limited. We had a lot of refinances. And again, it was because it's not because of what you were thinking where, oh, I want to take some equity out to invest or whatnot. It was more so like, hey, I need to take some equity out because I don't know where my job is going to land in the next while, right? I need this because I need to have my cash flow low. I need to be able to afford my day-to-day lifestyle. So it was kind of weird. It was a refinance period where I'm doing this because I'm unsure about work. I'm unsure about X, Y, and Z. But now, though, it's kind of different because we're seeing a lot of purchases and they're all, Kim, like, I need to get pre-approved ASAP. Like, I got to get this down because I need to buy a new home. But there's so many people that I'm competing with now that it's just a very different mindset. And it's like, I need to get approved for as much as I can because I'm competing with the Ontario people and also people coming over from BC. So it's definitely a little bit of a different shift.
What about, you know, we in the Ontario market or in the Toronto market, you know, we've always been experienced or used to going in with almost no conditions, zero financing. Is that something that is normal out there or is more normal now?
You know what? It's coming. I feel like what it is with people from Ontario coming over here to Alberta, they're bringing that kind of mentality. They're like, yeah, in Ontario, this is how
Ontario people ruining everything.
They're ruining it all. They come in and they're literally like, this is normal here, right? I'm just going to go in like guns a-blazing. I'm going to offer like $100K over ask price and no conditions. And that is so unheard of because, again, in Alberta, we've always been known, again, we've been in a very stable, maybe declining situation where it's okay to have conditions, right? That's normal. It's normal to see like a like 2 weeks property inspections. But again, when things started to heat up, I think it's that mentality from the other markets, even in BC too. They're like, no, this is normal. Like, I'm going to go in guns a-blazing. I'm going to go in no conditions, 100K over ask price. And obviously the Alberta seller, they're like, wow, this is good. I'm going to take that offer, right? So it's very different.
A question for you. So I've also noticed a couple of new condo developments in the urban areas. What's the market like in maybe downtown Calgary, maybe downtown Edmonton, and some of those more urban markets? Because we're obviously coming out of COVID. Do you find that there's more action in those sort of urban markets? Or are people trying to get into the condo market? Or because of affordability, they're looking more at some of these, single family type homes? Like, what do you...
Yeah, you would think that the downtown core, especially with the condo development, you would actually think that that's a hotspot, but it's not though, right? The big demand right now is the single family. And again, this is across Calgary, this is across Edmonton. So those two major cities there, mm-hmm. we're seeing the most activity happening in the single family dwellings. Now, the reason why there's not a lot of activity in the condo market is because when things were good here, so this is about 2013, 2014, there were a ton of condo developments because everyone thought that, again, we're just going to go uphill. Let's just build out as many condos as we can. Mm-hmm. We know there's going to be a lot of migration, but it actually backfired on the developers. And instead, what had happened was we have an influx of condos. So right now, for the first time in about, 5 years or so, we're finally seeing that condo prices are actually stabilizing. So it's actually gone up a little bit. Now it's balanced. But before it was, if you bought a condo 5 years ago, like it's probably worth what you bought it 5 years ago today. Right. That long to get us to that point. But single family dwelling, though, that's still the hot spot. Because again, people coming over here, they don't want to live in a condo. They want that backyard, right? They need that office. They need that home gym. That's what they're looking for.
And you might as well get access to all the land in such a beautiful province and, spending more time outdoors, you might as well get access to that space. Question, like some of the first time buyers you're seeing, do you see any shift in the demographics now? Like, do you see a different age bracket or different type of person or family that's moving out to Alberta versus before because of how expensive the rest of the country is or because of just, wanting to move out there? Is that a shift at all?
It has, yes. So, believe it or not, I'm actually seeing a lot of millennials, like younger millennials, even the Gen Zers, that's kind of the ones that are making the shift because I think what they're realizing is, listen, if I stay in Toronto or if I stay in Vancouver, I'm never going to own a home. I'm going to live with my parents for the rest of my life, right? It's just unaffordable for me. So I'm seeing that type, that demographic. But on the other hand, too, I'm seeing a lot of seniors come over as well, too, which is interesting because I think mentality, just from talking to them, it's more so, I'm going to sell my home now because I know I'm going to make a good dollar off of it. And then I'm going to come here, basically downsize, and I'll have this money to retire and live comfortably. So it's like the two polar, you got the really young people and the really old people coming here. Very interesting.
That's a huge percentage of the population too. You also have the, privilege of having a lot lower taxes as well. You guys don't have to deal with land transfer taxes. Your, service taxes and sales taxes are also lower. So there's a lot of value there, especially when we're seeing inflation at like 7%. You move to a province like Alberta, you're saving so much on the taxes, you can possibly argue that some of that is being saved off of the sales tax that you're not having to pay. And there's a lot of, I've had spoken to a lot of people that just love that, they just see that their dollar goes a lot further, especially when they're able to work from pretty much anywhere in the country.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think it comes as a sticker shock for many as well too, because when I'm dealing with a lot of clients that are in the midst of a relocation, and one of the conversations we'll have is, okay, well, what do closing costs look like in Alberta? And I literally tell them the only thing that you have to take care of are lawyer fees. That's it. And that will go anywhere between $1,500 to maybe as high as $2,500, just give or take, right? That's kind of the range. And most of my clients are like, that's it? Nothing else? Like,
I don't have to pay like almost 100 grand in land transfer taxes or all these other things. Yeah, it's, I always love being out in Alberta and I get a check for something and I'm like, oh wow, I thought it was gonna be a lot higher than it should have been. So yeah, it is kind of nice out there. Okay, so last thing, just to wrap up, if you guys have the Stampede coming up, has the Stampede been closed for the last 2 years? Or did you guys have one last year?
We still had it, yeah, but it was a very social small version of it. Okay. Yeah, it was social distance, but I mean, how can you social distance at an outdoor gathering? But nonetheless, it was still
there. This is the first almost regular Stampede. Had to shut down the world. So what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh my gosh. I think just like being more normalized, right? That's what I'm looking forward to. And also trying all the different foods as well too. There's a grilled donut, grilled cheese. I'm a big foodie. So this will be
grilled cheese. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of weird, right?
These places always get really creative. They always kind of take it to the next level, you know, whether it's like, I remember we at the carnival, a hamburger with two like glazed donuts sort of as the bread, and then they deep fry the whole thing.
Yeah,
just like, what's the point?
I know. See, this again, you know, some people might be interested in like the rodeo and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm there for the food. Okay, like this is gonna be fun times.
Any last final comments or any insights that you're sharing with some of your clients that are in the market, they're looking to buy? And, you know, we're seeing rates, you know, which are obviously a lot higher as well. Any insights or any last comments you want to share as well?
Yeah, I think like the one thing that I always tell my clients is that if anyone is considering moving to Alberta or just buying a home in Alberta in general, just make sure that you're prepared. Okay. I know across Canada, there may be markets that are cooling down a little bit, but my prediction is I think the prairies are really going to come out strong, especially in Alberta. So yeah, I think it's still going to be a hot market. So you got to be prepared. If you're planning to jump in, have your pre-approvals in place. Don't think that not having one is going to help you out. No, it's a hot market. You got to be ready and be prepared to pull the trigger. And like I said, it's not cooling down anytime soon. It's going to continue to stay this hot.
A deal with a professional like Kim and the rest of the Alberta team to make sure that, you know, when you are dealing with a much more competitive environment, they're able to get it done for you and give you the right advice and the right strategy. So Kim, thank you. Thanks for being on the call and making some time for this and sharing your insights. I know you're extremely busy out there. And thanks again.
Thanks, Hugo.